This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad off to a fine 3-0 start, and on Saturday they open play in the CAA. It will be a tough matchup as they visit a very good Towson team. And coach, 3-0 last time out, you beat Bucknell 45-10, and you followed what has been a very consistent formula so far: efficient play out of the quarterback, an overwhelming running game, and your defense making big plays, specifically scoring a touchdown. It's really have to have been fun to watch to this point.
Yeah, Matt, it's been interesting, to say the least. Our defense led off the scoring this time. The previous two games, we had an interception for a touchdown in the second quarter. This week, it happened in the opening drive on the third play of the game. Jaquan Amos caught a tipped pass and then took it the distance for a touchdown to give us that nice 7-0 lead. And whenever you score on defense or special teams, it just sparks the sideline. And as you mentioned, on offense, we were able to run the ball again. Covington had a good day. Jalen Jackson, you know, didn't get going as much as he did the previous two games. And then Devo Barley, a freshman for us, had a really nice, he broke a 78-yard run for a touchdown. So that was good to see. And we were able to play a lot of young guys. Danny Smith, our quarterback, was able to well, and we catch a touchdown pass, and then Dan also ran one in. So it's been good. Our defense has been playing fast and physical and opportunistic with those turnovers and been able to, you know, turn them into points in some aspects. And then our offense has been playing well with nice balance. And, you know, we've had a really good mix of running pass.
And Keen, that running game, you mentioned him earlier. Justin Covington has three straight 100-yard games. He's doing it without a ton of touches. He's breaking off chunk yardage. What is he bringing to the table, allowing him to have performances like this?
Well, he's done a great job as far as being patient. He has broken open some, 50 and 60 yard runs because he's strong. He can run through that, first and second level if they're trying to get him down with an arm tackle, because he is strong in the weight room, he is strong on the field, and those type of things. So he's been able to break a few long runs, which has allowed him to, gain the 100 plus yards per game without having a lot of carries, as you mentioned. But he's just a consistent player. He does a good job in pass protection. He can catch the ball in the backfield, and he's been able to do a good job in the run game. And obviously, whenever that happens, Justin will be the first one to tell you it all starts up front. So our guy's been able to get a hat on a hat and open some holes for him, and he's taking full advantage of that.
Mentioned earlier, first CAA game as you take on Towson. Aside from the matchup with conference play starting, what is the message to the team this week getting ready for this one?
Well, the message, and it's really coming from the team as much as it's coming from us, and they've done a good job taking one at a time. And you hear the old adage by everybody around the country, let's try to get to 1-0 this week. But there's a different vibe in the office, definitely, when now we're heading into league play and going against such a formidable opponent in Towson. But our guys have, done a good job staying level-headed, and hopefully they'll be up for the game. And I think we've been up for our previous three. So they've done a good job, and, you want to try to have a nameless and faceless opponent, so to speak. But, they know who they're going up against, and I'm pretty sure we'll be ready for it emotionally. And now we just got to go out and make sure we play a good game physically and mentally.
What is Towson doing allowing them to have the success they've had? They've hung more than 40 points the last couple of weeks coming off a road win up at Maine, and it's always tough to go up to Orono. What makes them special?
Well, when you watch them on film, and I won't get into any specific player just yet, but when you look at them collectively on both sides of the ball and through their special teams, they kind of remind me of us a little bit. They've got a lot of turnovers on defense, so been very opportunistic, just as we have been. They're fast and physical. They're very athletic on defense. They roll a lot of guys through. So, again, similar to us in that regard, and they're playing well as a unit. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, it always starts with the quarterback. So Flacco is a guy who can get the ball distributed to a lot of different receivers, and they have a lot of depth there, and they have good guys in the backfield, Shane Simpson, Edie Thenrat. You know, their other running back there, number 7, I don't have his name in front of me, but he's a really good player on film as well. And, you know, they're loaded at wide out, and it all starts with Flacco. So he extends plays with his feet, but, you know, he doesn't always just tuck it down and run. His eyes are always downfield, so he can extend the pass play, and he delivers the ball on time. And, you know, kind of like our guy Dan Smith has been doing. Dan's done a good job distributing the ball. Dan's done a good job, you know, getting out of trouble with his feet as well. So they remind me a lot of us. So I think it'll be a really semi-evenly matched game. And, you know, we just got to go out and play, like I said, a consistent, hopefully error-free game. And, you know, we got to continue to do what we've been doing, taking care of the football and get turnovers in our favor. And I'm sure their message is the same, because I believe they lead the conference or tied for the league in the conference with turnover margin right now with their 4 interceptions up there at Maine. And, you know, and their special teams are good. You know, they have the top punter in the league. Our guy's right behind him at number 2. They have a top field goal kicker in the league, guy who's returning from last year who's a preseason all-league player. So, you know, they're pretty well-rounded on both sides of the ball and special teams, and I'm hoping we're getting the same way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.